There's a new substation of the Port Huron Police Department about to open. Joining us right now from the Port Huron Police Department, Sergeant Doug Decker. Doug, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
A new substation. Tell us about this.
Right. So we did this before. We've been down in the housing area down there at one time off the 22nd in Nern. We had a little substation there quite some years ago, staffed by an officer from time to time, not 24/7. But the new one, we're going to try this again, get this going, you know, 2529 manual. It's in the Port Huron Housing Commission maintenance office there. They have a little office over there, you know, attached to their garage and that. And we're working on putting together the Port Huron Police Department Community Outreach Center. So what we do is we make sure all the patrol cars have a key to the building there so officers can have access during their shift. And the big thing really with this is the fact our new community service officer, Dwayne Hunger, our plan, or I should say the chief's plan, is he will be down there staffing the office a couple days a week, beginning in October. Hopefully he'll be down there about 4 to 6 hours a day, and working, being available to the public there. I can tell you that he was already down there. He's been doing some, putting some fresh paint on the walls down there. He's been in there. He's already been approached by the kids, obviously. Gave them a tour of one of the patrol cars. So we're already having those contacts with him down there, and he's going to continue that. Our goal, too, is when we're ready to officially open it and start staffing it, we'll have a little hot dog cookout there with the neighbors to officially open it up. And I know yesterday the chief had a little meeting, and he wants to get that done very soon. Like you just said with your weather forecast, fall's coming,
yeah.
And then winter. So hot dog cookouts are better when it's still at least 50 or 60.
Yeah, exactly.
Versus 20 or 30, right?
Right, I think so. These substations are such a great idea because it's really a nice opportunity for people in a neighborhood to just drop in and, you know, something they might not go downtown to talk about or pick up the phone to call about, but if there's just something that they want to talk to a police officer about, that's an opportunity to do that.
It is. And, you know, I was thinking about this last night. Like you said, people maybe they don't want to come down to the department, or when people generally call, it's for a lot of problems. Now, I'm not saying don't go there. If you have a problem, certainly stop in there if there's an officer and report it. But the bigger thing is, think about this. If there's an officer there, just come in and have a conversation with them, right, about anything.
Sure.
Football or lack of football or, you know, just anything that's happening, the weather, just how are things going, hey, things that I like that we – have a casual conversation and meet with them one-on-one. And that's one of our goals right there, you know. So we want to encourage all the officers to stop there, you know, if they can do some paperwork there, be visible, and be available to the citizens in the neighborhoods, right?
Mm-hmm.
As I said, Officer Hunger's going to be out there. He's going to be reaching out. He's a great candidate for this, you know. And Pat East did a great job. But I know recently, you know, Dwayne worked with me on the same shift. We were together before our new assignment. And Dwayne, we get a lot of feedback from citizens while he was out on the road patrol. He stopped. I watched him help pick some trash up. Somebody brought that to my attention. Buying candy himself when we give out candy at Halloween and giving it to the kids. So he's really good with the kids. So it's exciting to have him down there. You know, and then ultimately, the chief's goal is let's put a second location up near the north end somewhere, too, so that we can have somebody stopping in there and working. So it's you know, it's community-oriented policing, and I know we've talked about it before, and building community partnerships, and those are all important things. And I think our department has always been really good about that. I know it has since I've been here. There was a community service officer when I started here, and, you know, it's a big part of policing.
Yeah, absolutely. And it just makes a big difference when you can put a name and a face and a personality to the police and you know, have a good working relationship.
Right. It's so important, you know. It's so big. And in our community, you know, they're really our number one supporters here. I mean, we have so much support here. And, you know, and these are some trying times right now. 2020, you know, everywhere I go or talk to people, they go, I'm ready for 2020 to be done.
Yeah,
and they
for sure.
Talk about that. So with that, on a, I guess, a little bit of a bad part is the Citizens Police Academy has once again been postponed. You know, a victim of 2020 again, the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
So the chief said, we are not giving up on this. So hopefully, maybe late winter, early spring, February or March. So there'll be an announcement. We're not going to stop. We're going to try to put that through. Another thing, you know, we're talking about community policing and something Chief Reeves established some years ago where the concept of community policing zones. So 18 zones in the city, and the idea would be there would be a primary officer assigned to that zone. That doesn't mean he's always working in that area. He has other assignments. But he's a contact, he or she, I should say. They're a contact person there that maybe somebody says, I just want to, I have a question out of curiosity, kind of like the substation, you know. And we've really, you know, and I sent you an email and I said a high turnover of officers, and I think that's wrong. We've had a lot of people leave because of retirement, but we've also had a lot of movement in the department, reassignments, promotions. So we're going to look at that, and we're going to have to overhaul that. And, you know, and I pulled it up on the computer screen, and I'm already seeing, you know, for one of the zones, that it still shows it says Sergeant Brian Kerrigan. So he's obviously a lieutenant. So,
okay.
There's, you know, there's some things catching up. I will say we've still been working in the zones, and people are reaching out to the officers, and we do get emails, and we take care of them. So that's something, though, we're working on, too, going to build that back up. And then, you know, just I would mention, you know, part of policing, too, with the community-oriented policing or problem-oriented policing is police departments, and we're not the only ones, they use what's called the SARA model. So it's an acronym. So we scan for problems, right? What are problems and how do we prioritize them? What are things we need to address? We do an analysis, and we what do we know about that problem and how do we fight that problem? And then we build a response to that problem. And what we do is work on developing solutions to that problem. And then after we've attacked that problem, worked at it, we assess. So we evaluate. Were we successful? What were our shortcomings? How do we fix that? And this is something, again, the SARA model, that we can do together with the community.
Yeah. You know,
look at problems, sort them out, and resolve them, certainly.
Yeah, so important to have that good relationship. And you know, we've seen, as you said, you know, 2020 has been a terrible year for a lot of reasons, and we've seen a lot of, you know, police conflict in a lot of communities. And oftentimes you find out that those are communities where they don't have a good relationship with the police department.
Right, that is something that said, you know, that they've already had issues before things kind of ignited. And again, I can't say enough for in this area. And when I say community, I don't just mean Port Huron. You know, I really mean all of St. Clair County, you know, law enforcement community here and the civilians here. There's a lot of working together. There's a lot of talking and a lot of open discussion. And, you know, and that's what's important, open discussion and meeting with other people and airing out things and coming up with a solution, working together. That's how we're going to resolve things.
Well, there you go. Look for the new substation on Manual in Port Huron on the south side and perhaps in the not-too-distant future, one on the north end, too. That'd be great.
Yes, and Paul Dwayne Hunger will put something out on her Facebook page when they're going to have the official opening down there at the one on Manual Street. So thank you very much.
All right, fantastic. Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it as always. Talk again soon.